areas of the interior have received rain in recent days, helping to slow wildfires that have charred more than 4.7 million acres. But as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, fire season is far from over.
A swath of the interior, including the Fairbanks and Denali areas, got a thorough soaking over the weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Benjamin Bartus credits a low-pressure system that parked itself over the region and is expected to yield additional showers before moving out. Longer range, Bartus says it appears that the general weather trend has changed.
Generally, 1 month out of the summer, you know, we'll have more of a wetter weather pattern, and that month is generally August. So I think we have seen that shift where we'll have more showery and precipitation here for the rest of the summer.
The rain subdued some of the numerous wildfires around the interior at the time of summer when fire managers are reassessing their strategy. Division of Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says mid-July is usually when fire managers set a conversion date.
Fire managers will look at the weather, look at the current situation, and depending on what they see and what they speculate, they'll sometimes take areas that are in modified suppression zones and knock them down to limited suppression zones where we monitor fires more than take direct action.
Not all areas received rain over the weekend, and a few new wildfires were reported, including a lightning-caused blaze on the Seward Peninsula. Mowry says some aircraft and personnel have been released from service in the state, but minimal demand in the lower 48 has allowed Alaska to retain a lot of suppression resources, including over 2,000 firefighters. Given the amount and size of Alaska's wildfires this summer, Mowry says plenty of work remains to be done in the state.
They're still cleaning up and mopping up on the Sockeye fire. You know, minimal personnel, but they're still finding spots of heat and berms along roads that they're pulling apart with an excavator. And same thing down on the Card Street fire down on the Kenai Peninsula. You know, these fires that we put a lot of work into, and they put dozer line in and did a lot of stuff like that, they're still finding heat spots.
Mowry says state and federal agencies have already spent about $100 million fighting fire in Alaska this summer. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.